quick final segment before we get out of here on the for the night, and Charlie Tuna will elbow his way in and then entertain the hell out of you from 8 to 10 o'clock. Right now, let's head to the Bellman Automotive phone line, and our friend Jim joins us. Good evening, Jim. How are you?
Good evening, Matt. How are you?
I'm well, sir. What's on your mind?
Matt, I was just especially listening to the last segment with a little bit of interest when you were talking about fans here, I think basically in the St. Louis area. Matt, as you well know, as I've documented to you, I am on the other side of the 60 age. I've seen a lot of things through the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and 90s, and so forth. I don't need to give you a history lesson. But my opinion to you is this about fans of sports in St. Louis, especially when you talk about people in my age. We've seen the highs, we've seen the lows. I go to watch a sporting event, not so much to be entertained, but I like to watch the competition. There are a lot of younger ones, and I'm not trying to really pigeonhole them, but they're there basically for an entertainment reason. I am there, again, not to be so much entertained, but enjoy the competitiveness of two teams playing each other. And I think that's why you have such a, what you might call a high or a low, a slow or a low or a loud crowd. Because I will cheer for things that I think that I have either never seen before or I've seen before that make the competition so good. And I'm not going to sit and stand and applaud something I think that's either been done as a cheap shot or, hey, I've seen a whole lot better. So I think that's what happens a lot of times when you watch, you know, sport events in St. Louis. Like I say, the early years of the Blues, I remember as a teenager watching them almost, you know, actually go to a Stanley Cup final.
Sure.
I've seen World Series by the Blues, or by the Cardinals in the 60s with some great pitching. I've seen the World Series they won in Detroit. Let's face it, you would never beat Detroit a couple of years ago if Justin Verlander knew how to field a bunt. So, I mean, the highs, the lows, the quality, the non-quality, but I think it ties into what a lot you see when you go to certain events. The young kids, yes, they enjoy it. They enjoy it from the entertainment aspect of it. I go basically to watch the competition. I'm an analyst. And thank you. Have a great evening.
Appreciate it, Jim. You were kind of breaking up there towards the end, but I think I got the gist of what your phone call is. And, yeah, maybe that is a good case that the older fans that are at Busch Stadium, they've kind of been there and they've done that. They've seen it all, and they're not going to overreact to something that they've seen 100 times over, you know, like a three-run home run. They're not going to jump up and down and go bat bleep over something like that. That's probably a very good point. But, I mean, like, you'll see some of the videos of the Cardinal teams in the 80s, and just look at the people in the stands. Like, I don't know, just it seems like they're having more fun. Maybe it's my imagination. I'm not saying that the Cardinal fans aren't having any fun. It just seems like they could be having more fun. And I know it kind of goes against what I was saying in the first segment, too, that people were going there just to party. They're not paying attention to the game. I'm not suggesting it's got to be one or the other. I'm just suggesting a little bit more in the middle. You're partying while you're watching the game.
I've seen some videos from the 80s on YouTube and stuff like that, and I 100% agree with you. It looks like they're having a lot more fun.
We have a text coming in from Hockey Bob and Matt Rocchio. If I thought for a second that I was wrong on anything, I would give you all of my money. But everything I said comes from heaven, and God is never wrong. Hashtag lighten up, Francis.
Wow. God is now imparting Hockey Bob with
you've got with God and hockey
sports knowledge.
You've got God now, and Hockey
now,
Bob.
Hold on a second. Can I get a quick tap in on that little pipeline he's got? God telling him all these sports knowledge. Can I get a little tap in there? Because
can he tell us who's going to win like the Super Bowl next year? And maybe we can start placing some bets.
Everything.
Let's start using this. Let's start monetizing this.
Everything about wins and losses. People. Those are just facts. That's not an opinion, Burger. Every one of those thoughts, that's a fact, not an opinion.
So last night, the Boston Celtics beat the Washington Wizards in Game 7 of the second round of the Eastern Conference. And I saw this on Deadspin today, and I agree with it 100%. The Washington Wizards are the worst nickname in all professional sports.
No, they are right now. But come next year, they will no longer be the worst name in professional sports.
You think Golden Knights is worse than
Undoubtedly,
Wizards?
Undoubtedly, there are two teams that sound like they are high school teams, and it is the Vegas Golden Knights and the Washington Wizards.
The problem is that the Las Vegas franchise, they should have been smart and said that they were going to be the Las Vegas Aces, Embrace what you are, Vegas. Let's very quickly go to Baby O. Baby O, we've got like 3 minutes, sir, before we have to get out of here and get Charlie Tuna in. What's on your mind?
Oh, that's plenty of time. First of all, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
About the experience of the baseball game. I think the difference between the 80s and now is the time. There's so much downtime in a baseball game now.
That's probably a good point.
You got 4 or 5 minutes between innings, and we all know it's because of commercials. You got numerous pitching changes. Remember, back in the 80s, if a baseball game lasted 2.5 hours, that was considered a long game. So, you know, I mean, there's a lot of downtime, and I understand. I don't mind the commercials and everything like that, but because I've adjusted with the times. But I think especially with an exciting team like the Cardinals, and then you compress that time in 2.5 hours, there was always some kind of excitement going on, especially with those teams like 82 and 85. You know, those teams had a lot to cheer for. Now you've got guys stepping in and out of batter's box every two. Well, they tried to cut that down, but you know there's so much time going on. You got pitching changes. Then you got the trips to the mound. You know, they're basically having a barbecue out to the mound.
How about this, Baby O? Maybe this Cardinals team hasn't been as much fun since AB sold them. Maybe they were more fun when the Brewery had them.
Well, you know, they've had some fun teams in the years where they actually won something. But I just think that the time is the big problem now, because I mean, how many games are under 3 hours now?
That's true. They are taking longer, and I think as a nation, as a society, I know our attention span is a lot shorter. I just even know as an adult, my attention span has gone completely to crap. My attention span when I was younger used to be better, and now for some reason, my attention span is horrible.
Did you hear what I said?
What's that?
I said the microwave oven has killed everything for us.
I think it's
was the start.
It's the microwave oven. It's funny. This thing that I'm holding right now in my right hand, my smartphone, I think that's what a lot of it is, too. It's just we know everything instantly. What do I want to know? Open up the phone, go to Google, type it in, and bada beep, bada boop, there it is. There's your answer.
I think the electronic devices has something to do with it, too. You look at the and I'm going to say something. I don't think this is an age thing, too. Because remember how folks used to cheer Bo Hart when he struck out? And I don't think those are young folks doing that.
You're right about
that. It's just a lot of things to do. When you go to you look at a baseball game on television, when you look at those people behind the thing, most of them are on their phones. They're on their phones or either checking the stock market, checking on their girlfriend. There's so much other things to do. But I think if the game was more compressive, had moved a little faster, maybe they wouldn't be on their phones. Some of them are just bored.
Baby O, have a great night, sir. We'll talk to you tomorrow. For the final time this evening, let's go to that 590 Show Sports Update Desk and Matt Rocchio.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The NBA draft is set in stone. The lottery has chosen the winner, and it is the Boston Celtics. They will pick number one while playing in the Eastern Conference Finals. How about that? And no surprise to anyone, the LA Lakers would have lost their pick over... They would have lost the pick completely had they been fourth in the lottery. Where does LA Lakers pop up? Number two in that lottery, the Philadelphia 76ers will pick third. Phoenix Suns fourth, Kings fifth, Magic sixth. Then it'll be Timberwolves, Knicks, Mavericks, and Kings will close out the top 10.